Hey, friends. All right. Okay. Well, today's episode is going to be a little bit of me being vulnerable with what I've been dealing with over the last couple of months and why I have been MIA for the last month. So if you want to hear the story, I would love for you to be a part. So let's get to it, friend. Do you ever feel like you are juggling all the things, holding all the plates in the air, and you cannot get it all under control? It's because we try to do things on our own, don't we, ladies? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. When we surrender to the Lord and we look to Him, we can find freedom and peace. I'm Angela, your host of the Kingdom Daughters, and I am here to help you understand the love of God, who you are in Christ, and to get free of fear, guilt, and shame in your life so that you can walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. If that sounds good to you, then stick around. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am so thankful that you're here listening. And for those of you that have stuck around over this last month, even though I haven't been putting out new episodes, thank you so much for just being here and continuing to listen in week after week. I pray that this is a blessing to you in some way or another, some encouragement, just build your walk with the Lord and to be the woman that He has called you to be, because He is calling you to great things, friend. And if you're new here, welcome. Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. So let's just dive right in. I will try to make this pretty brief because this is my first time back, and I just wanted to explain a few things and give you a little bit of encouragement. About 4 weeks ago, I got sick. I lost my voice, and I had planned on that week recording two episodes because I knew I was going to be out of town the next week on my 20th anniversary with the Hubs. And also we went on a trip for FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That is what my husband does right now. So we're kind of like home missionaries. I can talk. So we went on a trip for that too. It kind of combined them together. So I just figured I would jump right back in when I got back from our trip. But when I got home, I just felt a little bit overwhelmed about getting back in the swing of things. I kind of felt a little bit like I didn't have much to say. I wasn't sure what to talk about or how to encourage you because I felt a little bit discouraged myself. And I'm just kind of in a season right now, and it's the beginning of this year. It kind of started, and I think the last couple of years I've been excited for a new year, and so it was all these new things coming and God moving and stirring things inside of me. And this year I was excited, but then it just felt like there was like zero momentum or something. I've been kind of struggling with that since the beginning of the year, which sounds so crazy, but time goes so fast, which is insane. It's crazy that it's already April, but I think I was just fighting through it and not really dealing with it. And so I kind of was like, okay, I'm just going to take a break. I need time to just reflect and really think what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and if I'm supposed to continue doing it. And like, I don't want to do it for the wrong reasons, and I don't want to keep pushing myself if it's not where God wants me to be. And so I just honestly was feeling a little bit lost, just floundering kind of. And I know that God's faithful. I know that He is good. And thankfully, I think being rooted and grounded in my heart and my mind really helped me, because all along, I was never feeling like He did anything wrong. It was me. I was like, what are these feelings I'm feeling, and why am I feeling this all of a sudden? And so I just thankfully had that grounded, rooted, trust in the Lord and knowing that He was good and He was faithful, and that once I was able to surrender whatever it was to him, he was going to take care of it, right? Because he is just that good. So anyways, a lot of it just it was about me being obedient to him and just surrendering some things. And this last Sunday for Easter, we visited a friend's church for Easter, and it was so good. It was just so good. And they were talking about a few different things, they hit home, all three of them. But one of the things was talking about when when Mary goes to the tomb, and some of the women go to the tomb, and he's not there, right? The stone is rolled away. He's not there. And Mary is like, all the women are like, what in the world? What happened? And so then there's a quote unquote gardener there, and they don't realize it's Jesus at first, right? But the point of it was that these women decided to go to the tomb because they believed something wasn't right, right? They had this crazy belief, and they went to go see and make sure and to check on what was going on, you know? And then when she started talking to the groundskeeper or whatever about like what happened, and then he calls her Mary. And in that minute, she realizes it's him. She knows his voice. She knows what her name sounds like coming out of his mouth. And because she believed in his word and what he has said was going to happen, and she knew his voice when he called her by name, she got to be the first person to encounter him as the savior of the world, right? As the risen king. She was the very first person to encounter him, which is pretty gosh darn amazing, you know, like to be the first to experience him in a new way and encounter him in that way, because of her closeness with him and her belief in him and just trusting him and knowing what her voice sounded like when it came out of Jesus's, or what her name sounded like, what his voice sounded like, and what her name sounded like coming out of his mouth, you know, that she was able to say, oh my goodness, it's Jesus, it's Rabbi, you know, like this is you. So it was just so good. She had been so close to him. She knew him well and had a deep relationship with him. And because of her devotion to him, she went from mourning to rejoicing in an instant. Whereas some of the disciples, it took them a long time. They didn't believe. They didn't trust. They didn't think it was true. They thought it wasn't a rumor or whatever. They doubted, right? They doubted what Mary came back and told them, what the women told them. They didn't believe it. It took them a little bit longer. Mary believed right away. And that hit me on Sunday because I was like, okay, Lord, I need to trust you. What do I need to do to trust you? How do I get back to that place? Because I know what that feels like. And that's always my encouragement to you, is to understand like the goodness of God and to be so fully immersed in his presence and his goodness that you just always know he's good. And I had gotten to a place where I was feeling a little bit like far from him, obviously he's always near to us. It was me. I was separating myself and kind of causing a distance for some reason, like I was dealing with my own issues. And it came to my attention as I was just spending time with him over the last couple of weeks that I have put so much of my identity in leading worship at churches and at a specific church. And last year when we stepped down, if you've been here a while, you've heard the story of my husband and I being on staff for 18 years. I led worship there for many, many, many years alongside the worship pastor there, and just had so many amazing encounters with the Holy Spirit and just, you know, being able to be a part of such an amazing team. But I knew that it was time for me to step down. I just knew it. And God has been so faithful. And I've had some amazing experiences over the last year of just being able to worship with other churches and meet new people and be a part of other communities. It's been so, so good. But I also kind of miss that familiarity. I miss that the community and all that goes with it. And so I think I started feeling displaced because I started putting myself in a place where I felt like I should be back where I was, or I should be in another position like that. And God never said I should. God never said it's time for you to take another position or it's time for you to be at this church full time. He never said that to me. I put myself in this position of feeling like, okay, this feels right to me. I'm going to say this is the right thing. And then when it didn't work out or pan out, I felt displaced. I felt like I didn't belong and I didn't know why. And it was because I didn't obey him. I didn't obey him. I didn't listen. I didn't trust that he is in control and that I don't have to have a plan. I can just trust in him. And that is the best place to be. And so all that to say, that is where I have been at. There's my whole life story right there. And so somehow I hope this is encouragement to you, because I feel like, I have talked about identity so much on this podcast. And that is my biggest heart for you, is to truly understand who you are in Jesus so that you can walk in freedom. I can't say that enough. And I lost sight of that over the last couple of months. I took my eyes off of the prize, okay? And the prize is Jesus. I took my eyes off of the prize. And I have not felt so disconnected from so many things, especially the Lord, in for I don't even know how long. And that is me. I made that choice. So I'm in the process of working through that, but I want to encourage you today. If you are in a place where you're feeling like you don't know what's going on, you're not sure why you're feeling a little bit shaken or lost, or, you know, feeling like displaced, or you're not sure where you belong, get your eyes back on Jesus, get in his word, spend some time in worship, and put focus on him, only him. And he will put the things into place that are right for you. You will feel whole in his presence. You will feel new and refreshed. You will feel like you belong, because that is where we belong, is in his presence. Surrender that to him. Surrender to him. Surrender the situation to him, and put your eyes back on him and him alone, not on your circumstance. That is what I did. And honestly, I know it's because the enemy just took advantage of the fact that I say this a lot, and I hope that I've helped some of you take your eyes off of yourself and put them back on the Lord sometimes. And the enemy doesn't want me saying that anymore. He doesn't want me to encourage you in that way. And so I fully believe that he attacked me in that sense. And it's done. I'm done with that. Like, my eyes are back on Jesus, and I'm focusing on him, and I'm trusting in him. And so you can too, friend. And an encouragement to you is, I am a seasoned Christian, okay? Like, I have been a Christian pretty much my whole life. That doesn't mean I'm perfect, don't get me wrong. And I've not done it right. I've done so many wrong things. It's like unbelievable. But what I'm saying is, like, I've been a Christian a long time. I've read my Bible multiple times all the way through. I do understand his goodness. I have been healed of a lot of things. I've had years and years and years of pursuing him and seeking him. And look at, I still took my eyes off. This is a day-to-day decision that we have to make on the regular and chase after the Lord and decide every day to look to him. And I say that I don't say all of that to toot my own horn, like I'm this amazing thing. God has blessed our family, and we have been faithful to him, and he has been faithful to us. But if you're new to the Lord, this is all new to you, or maybe you've been around Christianity a long time and you're like, why am I going through this again? Do not let shame come in. Do not let the enemy lie to you that you're not good enough, that you're not going to be able to get through it, that you're too messy, or why are you still struggling with the same thing? Aren't you a Christian? Ugh, I have literally heard that multiple times in my head. That is a lie, okay? Jesus is waiting with his arms open wide, friend. No matter where you are or how messy you are or how dirty you feel, he is calling you by name. He is calling you by name so that he can reveal himself to you and that you can encounter his presence in a new and fresh way. So don't let this season of hardship or confusion or wherever you're at, maybe this doesn't apply to you right now and you just need to put it in a bank later for if you go through a hard time. But if you are in a hard time like I have been, do not let the enemy rob you anymore. Don't let him shame you anymore. And look to Jesus, trust the Lord, and run, sprint to his arms. Sprint. Don't look back. Don't look back, okay? Anyways, okay, well, I think that's all I have for you today. And I hope that you're excited that I'm back. And I'm really sorry if it was a disappointment, because I know that I listen to certain podcasts and I'm always like, why is there not a new one? So if this was a disappointment to anyone, I apologize. Thank you for your gracious, just understanding, though. God is just working in me, and I'm just so thankful that he just called me back in. And he is faithful, friend. He is so faithful. So don't forget that. Don't forget that he is faithful to you. And he just wants relationship with you, and he wants you to just run back into his arms. And he's got you. He's got you. Okay. Well, that's all I have for you. Remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.